Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho.
Hello, soul friends and family. Welcome back to another episode of Inspired Sovereignty Radio. We're back.
We're back finally. And welcome 2022. This is our first time actually recording in 2022, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing? We hope that you enjoyed the last episodes on parasites and all the dark, abominable things living in your butts and your bodies. We definitely hope that those were episodes that were illuminating on many different levels. And so if you're checked into this episode with us today and have not gone and listened to those ones, I think it's worth your while.
For sure.
Yeah. So 2022, we're all in a huge piece of transition in our lives, right? Like unexpected, interesting ones and overhauls and, a brand new energy that clearly is pulling us all forward in a lot of different ways,
yeah.
Right?
Everything just looks different even. You know, like when I go online, everything just seems
what
to
do
be
you
different.
Mean?
Like just
expand.
People coming forward differently.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not everything, but people coming forward differently.
Yeah.
And there's like more hope in the air.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree. It definitely for us feels like we're in a completely different energy than we've been in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whew, we all got a lot of work to do, but it feels more momentous and more graceful and more ease. I would put those words on it. Would you?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Grace is a really good word for it.
Yeah. So for us personally to be flowing into a new year, and flowing with different business opportunities and flowing just in like a whole bunch of different ways within our own lives, we want to have a water series of episodes here because water truly is the universal solvent. Water truly is the, like, everything is only alive because of water. Everything is just because of water. And of course, this is a realm that we've intentionally been forced to neglect or forced to properly cognize
right.
or understand, right?
Right.
So In service to us all better comprehending the multidimensional, massive importance of us just starting to understand the relationship with water, the planetary relationship, the DNA relationship, the protective relationship, the biological computer relationship of it. Like,
right.
What would you even say about
that? I mean, when you're saying that, I'm like, I'm just hearing water is the solution. It is a solution and the solution to so much. I want to say everything.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, quite most, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like we also now even recognize that water has to do with law. Like that this mm-hmm. whole world is actually built on water words.
Water words.
From what our
financial system.
Yep.
Court system.
Yeah.
Like birthing system.
Right? Yeah. Like this is one area that they have neglected to show us truth, of course. And we're all just learning now. Not we're all, but we're learning and so many other humans are learning. And we're literally feeling like called by water. Like a lot of us just are innately having this evolving relationship start to happen where it's like we feel this like water is trying to get to know us and
yeah.
we're supposed to get to know water. And it's like, what? That's like, that's not things that we would talk about before.
Right.
That's not, you know, many of us are like literally dreaming about water and it's getting very, very curious.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to be embarking upon this journey where we're truly, what would you even say? Like overhauling our relationship with water, with the earthly element of water that brings all to life.
And knowing that there is a relationship with water.
Yes.
That water is in relationship to everything that lives. And it's just such a part, such a deep, deep part of everything that we have completely, it, like we've had oversight to it.
Completely. And it's like, it's literally like the foundation of this whole reality mm-hmm. in 3D is water. And how did we never know this?
Right. Because we think it's just water.
It's just water. It's like just dirt water. Is dirt. Trees are trees. Water's just water. You know, fire's just mm-hmm. fire, when it's like, it's so much more than that. And mm-hmm. so as you start awakening to water, it's like you kind of start having like this love affair with water. And that's such a weird thing to say. But, you know, like it starts taking on like when you have a relationship with it. Like, what does that mean? That means that the way that I interface with it daily, the way that I interface with my own body, because I am just water. Like, otherwise, I'm just dried up flesh, right? When we take the water out of something, it just dies.
Right.
So it's like we're learning to have this new relationship with water, with our own waters, with how we consume and drink and eat and cook. Also, you know, with our own bodies, with how we talk to ourselves yep. and to our waters. Like, yep. what else would you add in there that we're like really learning? And so we're going to do episodes that are going to, you know, we're thinking, I mean, who knows how many episodes we're going to do right. on water, but we're going to start with, you know, at least a 4-part series where we can explore just the different aspects of how this really relates to our lives and how, yeah, you right. guys know we're going to do it justice.
Right.
Yeah.
When water for me, when I learned more about the capability of water, the nature of water. And then I was drinking and I was like, I'm drinking this like being almost.
Yes.
You know? And so I was imagining it going through my body and yeah, it feels different. Everything feels different about water now.
Oh yeah.
And I had no idea. Super blind. So we're going to talk more about that. This is going to be more of a basic conversation today.
Yeah, exactly. And we think that in our next episode, we're going to talk a lot more about like the water downloads, water codes, like really understanding like the factual magicness of water.
Yeah, those ahas, those discoveries that just were like, ooh, there goes your mind.
Oh, yeah, like water on this planet. And yeah, so we're going to dive deep into like the magnificence of all of that in the next episode. But in this episode, we want to talk about like now that we're both have our own stream of electrolyzed reduced water out of our holistic medical devices in our homes. Like, this is not an episode where like we're trying to sell you a device. You know, this is an episode where we're literally like, this technology is what we are all going to have in our homes yeah. because of like the medical healing, let alone because of all of the other reasons that we'll definitely share with you and provide education on. But like, we want to share this because we want to be one of the first ones to tell you that this is where we're going in general as right. the awakened humanity. Because when we just simply have like this tool in our home, that is the thing that completely alters the relationship with water, right?
Right. And we're making no medical claims, no claims. This is our experience, our personal experience.
Our personal anecdotal experience is in me, you know, maybe we speak to some of the anecdotes of others as well. But it's really beautiful how, you know, when you change the way you look at things, everything that you look at changes. And when we upgrade our waters, we like literally upgrade everything.
Yeah.
Like as far as right, because you guys know that we're all on this journey of purification. Oh my goodness. And if we can just take a couple seconds.
I like your little burst.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So if we can take just a couple seconds and if we can reference back to the Essene Gospel of Peace, mm-hmm. right? Because we were just balls deep in that together. To remember everything that I spoke of about the angel of water. Mm. Right. And to remember that water is one of Earth's angels. Mama Gaia being the mother principle who literally heals us, and that for us to all heal, first and foremost, we abide by the mother's law. We abide by Earth's natural laws, and that has to do with water, and that has to do with getting into right relationship with the angel of water, the element of water. Mm. So I hope that, you know, those conversations are a good prelude into on a soul level, but also on a physical level and a, like an ability to heal ourselves, why actually having real living water is of the utmost importance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's truly the only water that works.
Exactly. And what does even works mean? Because people will be like, well, I drink water. Yeah. I bathe in water. Like, it cleans me. It hydrates me.
Because this water is living water. And all the other water that we get in the bottles and the pipes and stuff, it goes through a lot of damaging processing. Mm-hmm. And so living water and the way it hydrates us creates something different in our bodies because we're electrical and we need it.
Yeah.
There's so much more. Gosh, there's so much more.
Yeah, there's so much more. So, okay.
There's books on it. Books.
Oh, yeah. And actually, maybe in the show notes, let's put some links in for books and also documentaries. But also, hey, guys, just go to our website also, right? InspiredSovereignty.com. Also, hey, this podcast is on YouTube. Forgot to say that. So if you want to be here in the room with us and sit and watch and chill, then like come hang out with us, please. But on our website, there is one of our tabs goes towards our living water page, our ERW water, our electrolyzed reduced water. We've got a ton of information on there. There's research, there's testimony, there's options, like all of that. So you guys go check that out if you want.
Can I? I'm going to add to that. Kangen is another name. Some people say Kangen, Kangen. Kangen means return to origin. That is a beautiful name. And then ERW, electrolyzed reduced water, is the scientific term. Mm-hmm. And then there's others. I mean, there's
electrolyzed,
restructured
water. Yeah. So there's a lot of words for this, but it's all talking about the process of where our water goes through a filtration process and then as well as an electrolysis process through titanium plates, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So the water is becoming alkalized through electrolysis. So it's an energetic process of electricity, whereas alkaline water that we buy, like Smart Water or like the Body Armor alkaline water or whatever, it's like that is still just dead water that's been in a plastic bottle on a shelf for likely a very long time or right. through their transportation process for a very long time. And that's water that it's like they add sodium bicarbonate. You know, they add minerals or add chemicals to create this appearance of alkalinity, even though when it's becoming metabolized in your body and when it's hydrating your body, it's
turning right back to the acidic state that it was in.
Again, it's like if you put lipstick on a pig. You know, that type of situation. Is that a common thing that people say here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. But it works, right? Like, so that bottled alkaline water is that. Mm-hmm. So we got our Kangen machines this past year. And if I'll share, like me personally, I have wanted one of these since 2011. When I first learned about them, both of the women that trained me with colon hydrotherapy, they both had these machines. Mm. And like, I wish I was drinking their water when I was there. I knew that they had them in their kitchen. I knew that they were really fancy. I thought that they were complicated. I thought that I would never be able to have one. Or, you know, I created these stories about like, oh, that's amazing. I don't understand it and I don't get to have one, but I really want one.
Yeah.
You know, and so then for me, a lot of time passed and then you got on the Kangen bandwagon before me. And I just knew that it's like, oh my God, I can do this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this isn't nearly as like, no, it's tangible right now.
Right.
And then for me, it was a no brainer without even trying it or anything, just being aware previously of the science and only like superficially aware. Mm. I just like, there was this resonance inside that I knew that it belongs in my life. And it's this initiation that's going to pull me forward in so many ways, but I did not know what that was.
Right.
So that's like where my head was at. It was like, I always was looking forward to this. And then as soon as you got one, that was like permission for me to be like, okay, finally. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Right.
What about for you?
And then I got one because I was following, I don't know how I happened across this person on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about language and, you know, I'm all into conscious language and stuff like that. And then I just started checking out his page and I was like, what's this water he's talking about too. And what stuck out for me was, of course, detox, weight loss, and calmingness,
like supporting the parasympathetic nervous system type right. of. Mm-hmm. And for your household,
right?
Remember?
Because my household was like, I was finding it difficult to cope with pretty much anything. I have gone through tornado, divorce, you know, just in the past few months and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I was finding it really hard to cope with anything. So I was like, well, this could probably maybe help me. And
like, how could it not help, right?
Yeah, but I didn't even know that, you know, but I listened to the science of it, mm-hmm. you know, and then I was like, okay, I'm in. So that was it for me. Well, once I decided that I was going to bring this machine home and hopefully alleviate everything in my house,
hydrate it all.
Right. Hydrate everything. Then I started paying attention to all the other things like the spirituality and the consciousness and everything that goes with it. So I knew stress, I knew detox, I knew pineal gland, I knew, way better for me. I knew stress could be helped, but I didn't know all the other things. And when I learned the other things, I just was like, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did. I was so happy and excited mm-hmm. to get my machine. It hadn't even arrived at my house. I hadn't tried the water.
Yeah.
I just, something in me knew.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how that started for us. I remember mine arrived March 16th. I always remember because 3:16, that's super important Bible verse, right? So I just remember like mine arrived on that day and you had yours probably a month before,
right?
So yeah. I was driving to your house and I was filling up my 5 gallon right. water jugs because previously like what I was doing for water and honestly, like I didn't know in like cognitively that the waters would be so very different. You know, so what I had previously been doing is you guys know very like often I've talked about having the big blue 5 gallon water jugs and, you know, they're fantastic. They're great in plastic and I'm sure they're so healthy. Right. But I would be going to either Walmart or Whole Foods and just filling it up there. Not like buying the ones that are already pre-filled, but like most Walmarts and stuff here. Anyways, mm-hmm. you can take your jug. There's a certain spot there that you can fill it up for like, I don't know, 39 cents a gallon or something. So for me, it was always really cheap, but I was always, you know, it kept me strong,
right.
carrying my big water jugs, always going like a couple days a week, going and like getting more water. Like there was always that thing. Like I've completely forgot about that now
yeah.
of like, oh, got to go get more water. Go more water. The dogs drink so yeah. much damn water. You yeah. know? So that's what I was doing. And for me, it's like it was reverse osmosis water. So mm-hmm. I know that it's pure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just looking at was just purity,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing that everything is removed. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've used distilled water a lot in my life, but right. And so a lot of people have different perspectives on those, like that they're truly like dead waters, empty waters. However, you know, I was going just for the standpoint of purity instead of mm-hmm. trusting a fridge filter or a Brita filter. And really what I wanted to buy, what I was saving up for was a Berkey. Do you know mm-hmm. what a Berkey is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know that much about a Berkey.
Okay.
But.
Well, it's basically like it's a countertop. It would sit on here. It would be like a big metal thing. And it has multiple filters that you have to replace at certain times in it. But it will filter everything out, fluoride and everything. And then it kind of all drains down into like a container. So it's like you have to actually fill it.
Oh.
You know? And then it drains down into a container that then I think you can like a spigot.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's what my goal was. But it's like that's still just filtering. And nothing more. Like I did not know that we have the ability to change the structure, the molecular structure of our water,
right.
The pH of our water, which that is what completely creates different uses of water right. just by pH. And then for the ORP meter, how do you explain that that also changes it? Like that I didn't know that water could be changed in different ways. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've had a lot more experience with that thing than I have.
So the oxidation reduction potential.
Yeah.
So that's where the higher the negative reading is, the more antioxidant the water is.
Yeah.
So when you're testing your tap water, chances are it's going to be in the positive, you know, probably a positive 200 to 600, yeah. depending on your water source. And so that's oxidizing your body. It's acidic. So it's actually aging you. It's actually creating more disease,
more inflammation.
Yes.
Making healing harder, making mm-hmm. hydrating mm-hmm. harder.
Right. So then when you turn around and you get a negative ORP reading, then you get the antioxidants. So that's a lot of science
mm-hmm.
that I could not explain fully, but yeah. because of the molecular structure, you are getting more hydrated.
Yeah.
You are getting the antioxidants.
Yeah. Like basically when your water is filtered through your Kangen machine and then and goes through the electrolysis plates, it's like that right there is turning the water from being very oxidizing mm-hmm. to suddenly like the water's full of molecular hydrogen, mm-hmm. right? And then that water now becomes one of the most antioxidant
how do I say it? Antioxidizing things on the planet.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Drinking that cup of water is more than half of a liter. And that cup is probably, what, 3 pounds of blueberries you would have to eat just to receive the amount of antioxidants in a glass of water.
Right.
Right? Which is, yeah. So when we start looking at it that way, it's like, oh my God, when I'm drinking this water, like I'm literally helping my body on every level.
Right.
And like we've looked into all the research and it's like there's full out research showing how this changes brain matter for people with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Well, it breaks the brain blood barrier.
Amazing.
So it's like one of the only things that can, it gets through.
Yeah.
So it hydrates your brain.
Yeah. Like just when we start reading about all of the actual medical approaches or medical functions for it, it's just like, how is this not in every single doctor's office? Every single chiropractor's office, every single hospital, like its medical applications are ridiculous.
Yes.
And all proven.
Yes. And in Japan, it is in most of the hospitals.
So speak to why this is Japanese.
So it is in Japan, this is a registered medical device.
Yeah.
And in
these came from Okinawa, right? Maybe give a little bit of background.
In Okinawa, actually, people live longer. They live more vibrantly. Yeah. Part of that is the water of their land. But then the other piece of it is this medical device in the hospital. So a lot of doctors won't even treat. Well, they won't treat people unless they've been on the water for a certain amount of time. Some 2 weeks.
Why?
Some 3 months. Yeah. And it's because typically when they start drinking the water, the symptoms or the issues start to disappear.
And guys, I know all of our listeners can easily understand this, right? It's because we're hydrating ourselves and we're removing or like we're undoing our acidity. You know, it's like, so that's why, again, like whatever problems that you have, like regardless of all of the medical ways that this water affects us, but at the same time, like for everybody that we like that we talk to and we help, it's like number one thing, whatever your problems are, get yourself hydrated and then see what problems you still have, right? Same approach with colon hydrotherapy. Right. It's like all healing should always start with the proper water in your mouth hole up this end. And then good water up your butthole to relieve whatever's polluting us, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's where healing should always begin. And then when we approach it that way, it's like things just start
flowing,
flowing and changing in a direction that brings harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're what? We're close to a year in having our machines.
Mm-hmm. And before I was using just a pitcher on the counter. I would fill that pitcher. I took it to work. I did bottled water even before that.
Like what kind of bottled water would you do?
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's smart.
Or Essentia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because I learned, so in my mind, I was going for purity too because of fluoride and et cetera. I had no idea about the acidicness of water. I had no idea about the chemicals and the processing and all that. I had no idea. So it was just a pitcher for me. That's where I started.
Yeah. So then, but like off of your fridge, like were you filling it up? Like what were you using?
Out of my tap.
Oh, what?
A pitcher, just kind of like the Berkey. You fill it up and it drains down and then I'd pour it into my glass.
Like a Brita or like a Zero filter?
It was water drop, but
like a Brita. Like still, it's just a carbon filter, right? So it's going to be removing just like a little bit of taste and smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. And then meanwhile, it's like we use cleaning products. We use, right? It's like life just goes as normal. And we're drinking this water and we're aiming for a gallon of this dead water that's been sitting in plastic every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we're almost a year into, you know, drinking the water now differently. But it's like now as time is going on, we're, how would you even say it? It's like the story keeps unfolding and holy shit.
It's like waking up to water, waking up to solutions that are water.
Yeah. And again, now like waking up to how water really is like the truth and the computer system of this planet, how water holds memory, how when we speak unkindly to ourselves or others, how it's like affecting our waters and like literally the structure of our waters inside of us, which means your extracellular fluid, your plasma, your blood, you know, everything. Yeah. And like, if you guys haven't experienced yet any of the work of Dr. Emoto, you mm-hmm. want to go check that brilliant man and all of his stuff out. If you guys are watching on YouTube, you see Kimberly holding the book right now. And it's maybe amazing. Do you want to open up a page or two? So long story short, he crystallized water by quickly freezing it at minus 5 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. And depending on either the intention that was placed upon the water or the words spoken to it or the music that it was, that the music that the water listened to, you guys know what I'm trying to say, changes what the water crystal structure looks like. And, you know, you say to the water that I hate you and you get really ugly, distorted, dysfunctional water crystals. You tell the water that you love it and you're grateful, and the water crystallizes in a completely different way, in a way that is very beautiful and geometric and symmetrical, you know? And so, yeah, please, if you guys are watching on YouTube, you want to see these photos. But that's stuff that you can go look into, and that's stuff that we'll talk more about in the next episode. But just to give you guys like a holy moly, like it really is everything. And it's surprising to be like in the stage of life that we're at and stuff, and suddenly being like, oh my God, water is this thing that we all have to pay attention to. Water is the thing for us to grow in right relationship to. It's just not what you
know? Right. And water can't be destroyed. Like water just takes different forms.
And it's the only substance on the earth that can be present in four different structures. Mm-hmm. You know, things will tell you three structures, but then that's missing out plasma. So it's four different structures that it can be present at. Mm-hmm. It has the highest surface tension of anything else in the world. What else have I recently learned? You know, it's just like there's nothing that it's the most powerful solvent on the entire planet. Mm-hmm. Like, so like what? Mm-hmm. It's literally like magical.
Yes.
It transcends things.
Yes.
And it's forever old.
Yes.
And it will and forever exist.
And it's two. What are the elements? It's hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So. And it just separates or becomes ice or becomes gas. It's, to me, that's like, when I found out it couldn't be destroyed, that was really remarkable to me. So,
when our waters are fortified, can we not be destroyed? Like, well, that's all what we all got to learn this as humanity. Go on.
Indestructible. There is a school of thought that says water is a sentient being. So, and it can't be destroyed. And it's been here first. Because it would have to be in order to create.
Yeah. Trees, there cannot be life created without water.
Right.
Wow. And so then even thinking like how they found water on other planets, right? So if there's water present, doesn't life have to be present? Because water is life also.
I would think so.
I mean, who even knows, guys? So anyways, it's powerful stuff.
Right.
And these conversations matter. So we hope that there are some good things in here for you. And of course, as always, take what fits, discard the rest. If you have questions, give us a shout. We obviously love talking about this. And it's not just like, ooh, this is the new thing that we talk about. It's like, no, this is part of humanity awakening.
Yeah.
Right. And we're moving out of red pilling so much and into the next stages of what we're here to anchor, embody, learn, and then teach. And that's about water. And it's going to be about water because, again, it will hydrate everything. It will solve. It is the solution to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got our machines a year ago. Why did we choose to invest in this? You know, because, you know, it's a little bit of money. I mean, it's only a little bit of money when you really look at big span of your life. And I'm going to have this machine that's going to create this stream in my home for the next 30 plus years. For me, it's a no-brainer. And just because I always desired to have this. So obviously water has been calling me. I've been dreaming about like weird water dreams for like 5 years. And I'm just like, okay, it's time. But what about for you?
Yeah, like, I have no experience of that. Like, I was just looking for a solution to ease my stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
And didn't know it was water. So, and then you can actually, for me, it was like, if I invest in this, then I can save money in the long run. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, but I no dreams of water, sharks. I love sharks.
Yeah,
but
you love sharks.
But no dreams of water. Nothing like some other people that I've heard. you know, them, like your story. Mm-mm, no experience of that.
Well, when I got the machine, like what I expected to receive from it, like, you know, I was like, okay, got this machine. I'm gonna get me drinking it. Okay, I'm gonna be drinking a gallon a day IV. Okay, we're increasing our water. Okay, we wanna be even drinking more than a gallon a day IV. Okay, we're gonna do that. And then it's like, okay, we're gonna get the animals on it. Okay, and now, you know, okay, I'm gonna actually water my plants with it too. Like it was kind of a, you know, a slow, like, okay, so I've got this machine. How do I use it best? You know, just starting out. And it was just like, okay, well, like really starting out at the basics. I guess that's what I'm trying to say is like, yeah. I didn't have high expectations. I didn't have low expectations. I just thought that instead of me going out and getting water, I'm just going to drink water out of this machine. Like yeah. I really just saw it as this is just what we drink now. I didn't think of really any other applications or anything. I didn't even know about the actual healing potentials. I was just like, this is going to be better filtered. And it's just going to be better. But I didn't even understand.
Right.
You know, so my expectation was just like, it's going to replace me having to go to Walmart with my big right. jugs. I'm not going to have to carry my big jugs around anymore. This is just going to be nice and easy. Like that was really the only thing that I saw.
Yeah.
It was that. Yeah. What about for you?
I had no idea what to expect other than what I wanted. And, mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that it came with all the things it came with. Like, the nature that it came with. I have this thing when I water my plants, it's like, I can hear my plants going, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if I, cause I do like certain plants at certain times, and then I can hear my plants in my bedroom saying, where's our water? Where's our mm-hmm. water? But I feel like I'm giving so much when I put this water in my pet's bowls,
yes.
when I put this water in anyone's container vessel, mm-hmm. and for my plants, that's something that I don't know, that just came to me for some reason.
That's really beautiful. Like, yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Right. Cause you know, once you have like this beautiful stream of living water coming through your home, it's like, I don't want to use tap water for anything now. Mm-mm. Not even for my plants.
Mm-mm.
No, Mm-mm. like not for anything.
Mm-mm.
No. And so like with these machines that we have now, like, really neat is it makes a bunch of different pHs of water. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of us, like, we don't have a lot of experience even talking about pH. You know, it's like we know that we want skincare products that say balances the pH of your skin, but do many of us actually like know what the heck that actually mm-hmm. means or entails, or what is the appropriate pH of skin? You know, like even
and me, hair.
Yeah, I'm really smart about that stuff, but I didn't know about that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. And you think about pH. So if your body is naturally or wants to be 7, so that's a mm-hmm. neutral pH.
Yeah.
Then if you're putting acidic water in your body, then your body has to work harder to get back to 7. If you're putting alkaline, truly alkaline water in your body, then it doesn't have to work as hard. So.
Oh, exactly. And so for everybody to know that like alkalinity or like the whole pH scale goes from what, 0 to 14, right? 7 mm-hmm. is in the middle. So 0 to, you know, is more acidic.
Mm-hmm.
14 is more basic. And for me, this goes back to like, was it elementary school chemistry or junior high chemistry? I remember like learning about acids and bases.
Chemistry and not.
Well, I mean, like, there are sections of science where you learn about it. So, you know, like a lot of our cleaning products are actually bases, you know, like a lot of them are bases. And that's why like they're dangerous if they get in your skin, or if you get something really acidic on your skin, you counteract that with something that's a base, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we won't get into nerd talk. So where we're going with this is that it creates lots of different pHs, and then all pHs have different
applications.
Thank you. Applications. Mm-hmm. So for instance, like a lot of our cleaning products are going to be very acidic or very basic, and basic being alkaline, you know, acids and bases, right? Okay. I guess I'm just pulling all of that out of the back corners of my brain.
That's great.
Okay. So, you know, what makes those cleaning products effective isn't that the ingredients in them, it's that they're acidic or more basic. Like it's literally these cleaning products work because of the pH of them.
And then they add all the chemicals to it to make it smell a certain way and da 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 da.
Yes.
So,
and those chemicals are what are making it the pH, you know, because it's not generally, they're not water based things. And if they were water based, they'd just be tap water based.
And
right?
they're toxic now.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. So with these water machines, with the Conga machine, it will make water, let's start off like at the lowest side, like mm-hmm. water that is a strong acid water. Mm-hmm. So it's a pH of 2.5. Mm-hmm. And then our machines make a what we call a beauty water, which mm-hmm. is a pH of 6.0 or 6.5.
Six. Well, each machine is
around a small range.
Yeah, okay. It's around that. So even when you test it with a pH meter, it's still around that, but it's right in there.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got our 2.5, our 6, which is amazing for skin, hair, nails. You know, because it's very much matches our body's pH.
It matches your hair's pH.
Amazing.
So like when people are taking showers and their acidic water and their hair goes, that's because it's acidic water and it doesn't match your pH. I just learned this.
Wow. Let alone all the crap in the water, right?
Right. But yeah, my neighbor's a hairdresser and she told me.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And that's why it's so great for pets and their hair. And also it's really great for plants. Because plants are the opposite of us. So we're what we breathe out, they breathe in.
Yeah.
Vice versa. So they like a more acidic water. So 6.0 is really good for them.
So interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we've got our 6.0 and then the machines make a 7,
which is just a neutral,
mm-hmm. clean, purified water. Mm-hmm. And then they make an 8.5. So mm-hmm. getting more alkaline, this when we're starting people on the water, this is where we start.
Right.
Because we want to ease always into detox and healing in smart, intelligent, intuitive baby steps.
Right.
And then it makes a 9.0. Mm-hmm. So when we're, you know, once you've been drinking the 8.5 for a while and we're feeling amazing, we step it up to 9. Mm-hmm. And then from 9, we step it up to 9.5. Mm-hmm. So 9.5, that's like the supercharged alkaline water that we want to be drinking.
Right.
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 And then it makes an 11. Or some 11.5.
It depends on the machine.
Within that. Mm-hmm. So, and then that, because it's so much more alkaline, that acts as a base. And so that basically acts as like a degreaser and it's just brilliant.
It kind of smells like bleach even.
It does. Yeah. It kind of tastes like mm-hmm. it too.
Yeah. And like, so. I don't like the taste of it, but.
I do like the taste of it. But even, yeah. So I won't go further into that, but it's, yeah, it's been extremely interesting that this machine that we have in our kitchen allows us to just simply with water create all of these different pHs, and all of them have such different home applications, animal applications, yep. plant life applications, and medicinal applications.
Right.
Like, it's redonk.
And then you think about that, and then it doesn't have all the chemicals in it. So
it has no chemicals in it.
Or, you know, so say you're using 2.5 for something, you can use it like to clean your kitchen or to deal with a rash or something like that. If you put it on a baby's finger and they put the finger in their mouth, it's non-toxic. It's not going to hurt them.
Because it's just water.
It's just water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so, you know, when we just simply invested in ourselves, invested on our own waters and in our own homes, just to have this, like, we no longer have to drink shitty water. I don't have to go anywhere to go get water. It's like, I have this right here. But then it's like, we learn, oh my God, this machine does so many things.
Yes. Can I add one thing really quick?
You can add a billion things as slowly and longly as you want.
I'm a little bit of a water snob now. Like, I will not drink any other water.
That's not a snob. That's just discernment.
I take my water wherever I go, pop my beautiful bottle up on the counter, wherever I go. It might look like I'm carrying a bottle of wine around, whatever. I don't care. I take it. Yeah. Wherever.
Yeah.
And this water can also travel on airplanes.
It can.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can, because it's medical grade water, you can get through. I don't know what.
TSA?
Yeah, TSA. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. How do they test it?
They have an aroma thing that they test it with.
Really?
And then also you can have your papers with you.
Wow. Papers?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I don't travel, so.
Okay. Right, well, now, we'll all be traveling soon.
Right.
So we'll let you guys know how to navigate that once we navigate
There's
it.
There's plenty of people that are in our community that have traveled with water even recently. And so it's the only water that you can get through.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, that tells us all something.
So I am a water snob.
Yes.
And that's okay.
I like
you said, you said that's discernment, right?
Yeah.
But, and also with water, for me, some of the things this water has done for me. So I haven't like lost a lot of weight from this water, but I have maintained my weight, really great for me.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff over the past couple of years, but I've maintained my weight. I don't have the brain fog that I had before. Now, sometimes I can be like, what am I going to do? But that's just because there's a lot on my plate. Right. In life. The brain fog that I had before is gone. As long as I'm not eating a bunch of crap too. You know what I mean? Because then I make my water have to work harder, and that's just not very nice of me. Mm-hmm. I do feel calmer. I do sleep better. And I just feel, in general, I just feel more aligned with myself.
Right?
Like I'm really honoring what's required of my, you know, what's required of me, which is drinking water that's not further acidifying my body, further putting me into the possibility of disease.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing that happened for me with the water, and you'll remember this. So my water machine came a week before I had a surgery. And I had had this surgery once before, like maybe 8 or 9 months before, the same exact surgery.
Yeah.
And it was hell recovering from this surgery. It was like, hell. It was months.
Yeah.
Like
we're talking about like extreme pain.
Oh, yeah.
Fascia pain.
Oh, yeah.
Scar tissue.
Yes.
Like we're talking about like,
oh, my
gosh. Your full core of your body being in a severely healing state, right?
Yes, it was so difficult. It was difficult to work, and I had a very physical job. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to make sure I had this machine before I went to this surgery again, and so I started drinking the water a week before my surgery. Oh my gosh, the difference! I know I was telling you all about it.
Yeah,
the difference was okay. So not only did I feel better, now I had to get up and pee a whole bunch of times because I was drinking so much water.
Yeah.
I was able to eliminate pain medications super fast.
Yeah.
And
think of how much less of a toll it is on your body when you don't have to take all those medications for
exactly.
the pain, right?
Which dehydrate you.
Oh, which acidify you, which create extra problems, right?
Right.
Stomach lining, kidneys, go on.
Right. Oh my gosh. And so within a week, I had that flood in my house?
Oh, yeah. You had such a huge water initiation. Okay, because you guys know, or in case you don't know, let me remind you that this girl two years ago, went through a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
She was naked in her basement and it took the top of her house.
Naked and afraid.
So Kimberly had just had a brand new house rebuilt. You moved in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is like
February. February is when I got my machine.
Yeah. And so it was probably like in March that your house suddenly floods, your brand new house.
It was, my surgery was the weekend of February 14th.
Oh yeah.
And then a week after that, this flood happened.
Okay.
So I had a frozen pipe and then
huge damage though. Flooring damage.
$12,000 worth of damage.
Yeah.
So, but the thing was, I functioned so fully through all of that.
You were a superhero.
I know.
Like, because you were expecting to be bedridden, to barely be able to move for weeks.
Yes.
Right? And expecting to be in excruciating pain.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and if I had to move, I was going to be in pain. And if I had to move, I couldn't lift. And if I had, you know, but here.
You're going to need people to help.
Yes. Right. No, I was like going and buying heaters to dry out electrical boxes. I was carrying water. I was doing all these things and I was fully functional and able to deal with it. Like call insurance, deal with insurance people, you know, it was like not a nightmare that probably would have been had it been the other situation.
Right.
Surely it would have been that way in the other situation because I was just having a difficult time even working.
Oh, exactly.
You know, I was like, oh, can't lift that. Oh, and just tinges of pain here and there.
Yeah.
And this was, It was just like, I mean, I felt powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was handling things that I probably, even without surgery, probably would have kicked my ass a little bit.
You're probably so right, right?
But yeah.
But that was a huge testament because you had the surgery the first time. And so you knew what mm-hmm. going into it again was. And I remember your hesitance.
Yes.
Like,
I was
she
so
experienced
scared.
So much pain that she was on the fence. Like, you were on the fence right up until you went and did it. Mm-hmm. I remember because mm-hmm. you were like, I don't know if I want to put myself through it. I don't know mm-hmm. if I can handle that again. Mm-hmm. But, you had already committed to this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, do you do it or do you not do it? And you were just like, no, I'm still going to do it. And I don't know how I feel about it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was like, gosh, yeah, like, because the first surgery was so traumatic for me. Yeah. I would go to bed at night going, I cannot believe I did that. I cannot
right?
believe.
Almost in a like, how the fuck did I do this to myself?
Yes,
like that?
Yes.
Because it's, more elective type thing.
Yes, it was an elective.
So with that, to have that hesitation of like, I don't know if it's right for me to do that to myself again. Mm-hmm. Like looking at yourself and being like, I don't know if that was me and my wisdom choosing this, right?
Right, right, right.
And I just remember wanting to just, okay, I'm going to just hold space for you because you got to make your own choices.
Yeah.
But then to see you on the other side of it, that it was so worthwhile that you still went through it mm-hmm. because look at the experience that you just got. Like, just like the experience that you're going through with the homeopathics right now, which we'll share in another episode one day, right? It's like you gave yourself that same point of reference, but it was a completely transformed experience where
totally different.
Like, the information that you received from drinking the water through that process is invaluable.
Right.
Like, you healed so fast.
Yep.
Guys, how does that happen?
Yep.
You healed so fast.
I know.
That was amazing.
It was, for me, it was a miracle. And I just kept telling everybody, this is a miracle. And people I worked with, I was like, you remember 8 months ago or 9 months ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You remember how I was?
When I was hit by a bus almost, right?
Yeah. They were just like, God, this is really weird. Yeah. I was even having like panic attacks and tachycardia with the first one.
Yeah. Holy. And also, how much more did you need to use medications first time around?
Oh my gosh. I would have went on the street and bought some drugs or really something. Though? I was just like, oh my gosh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was bad.
Okay.
It was really bad. And it wasn't like a constant. It was like a pow, pow, pow all the time. So yeah. And that it was totally different.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's like the biggest testimony to me mm-hmm. as far as what the water did for me. That is the biggest like physical and visual impact that I could possibly share.
And if we can also point out like with your flood, it's like that's such a water initiation. Cause like when you buy your water machine, it's like, again, like it's a choice that is going to start upgrading your body on a cellular level, but then also energetically, because like, again, when you start understanding what water really is, which we'll talk so much more in depthly into the next episode, but like when you start drinking water, it's like, it's going to start changing your body. It's going to protect your DNA differently. It's going to start breaking loose like the computer programs that have already been in the waters of your body in the unhealthy mm-hmm. way mm-hmm. because of the unhealthy things that we've done to our bodies, because of the unhealthy dead waters that we've been drinking, because of the dead and dying thoughts that we keep sometimes, because of like all of the things. Is like you start drinking water of origin. That's, I think you said earlier that's what Kangen mm-hmm. means. It's like it's going to start overhauling yourself. And what that means is that you're going to go through initiations.
Yep.
And at first,
so they
like,
say.
Yeah, they're like, you're going to go through water initiations. And me and Kimberly are both like, fuck off.
Like, no, I went through a tornado. I'll take that one.
Yeah. No. But it's like, no, it's like, mm-hmm. hi, here's your flood. Right. And part of my water initiation was the water company here where we live.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think legally removed my water meter and completely stopped me from being able to have water,
mm-hmm.
which is water is not a privilege. Water is a human right. We've both been through so many initiations with all of this, but it keeps going, but it's important and there's so much value because these initiations, as much as they are like hard, it's also the you that you meet on the other side of that and the way that things clear out of your life and the ways that things bring in and come in is spectacular.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You said it.
And I guess, well, to mirror you, like, where am I at now? It's like, needing to drink the water.
Of course.
But then realizing that the water is so much more. I'm always finding new applications for the water. And that just gets me so excited. Because like I love recycling. I love being minimal. I love being frugal. I love like I come from like really intelligent people that probably should have been inventors. Should have been like famous inventors, you know, or I don't know. But like coming from it from the standpoint of like this really changes everything. This changes how I interact with my kitchen, with my animals, with my yard, with my colonics, with my enemas, with my own self-care, my own healing of topical steroid withdrawal. Like I'm all of the ways that I can apply this to my life has been amazing. And that just like keeps growing almost every day. I'm like, oh my God, I can use water for this too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm going to do this and this and this. And so to have this relationship with water that's growing in trust, like I fully trust that the water can do all of these things within my life and in the most safe and harmonious ways.
Right.
But then really for me is like truly beginning to really hydrate myself and like getting back on the over a gallon a day and to feel really held. I guess, you know, I'm still within the spiritual journey of the water, but I also noticed that like when I'm more hydrated and better hydrated and more conscious and like connective with the water that I'm drinking, it's like that I find like it does different things to me while I'm dreaming. Like I'm able to go, I don't know how to even say this. I go, different soul work is happening at night based on the water. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to explain that yet, you know, but to really see that when we're drinking better, not just better water, but when we're drinking like real living water, it, wherever your life needs to shift and wherever you need initiations, it's going to beautifully bring them.
Yep.
Yeah. What else would you add to that?
It's like, be careful what you ask for, but also, thank goodness.
Didn't you just a week ago tell me be careful what you asked for? Yeah. Didn't you? And now I'm suddenly in a tremendous, tremendous crossroads.
Well, I mean, I really, 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 really believe that when we call in change to our lives, we don't get to decide how that change looks, especially if we're not good listeners. Like for me, I was not always a good sign reader. Do you know what I mean? So what happened to me was tornadoes and stuff like that, you know, literally too. But it's like we call
just
in
two tornadoes, just the two that have been through town. Two. They both found you, even though you lived in different places.
I know.
Were they just for you? Because I bet you nobody else lived through both of them, or meant like went through both of them.
There, I know there's one couple that did.
So it's just the three of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then, you know, just everything else too, divorce and stuff. It's like when you call in change, life actually knows, God actually knows how to do it way better than you. And it might be really, really uncomfortable, but just stay hydrated.
Yeah. I remember like when I first started yoga in like, I don't know, 2010, I remember learning the lesson, and I guess I'm just remembering it right now to remind myself and maybe you and maybe whoever's listening, but we can ask for our lessons to be graceful.
Yeah.
We can ask for them to also be humorous. And I really wish that's how I've been asking lately.
But see, yes. And for me, I was just not a good listener because I don't like getting uncomfortable. So I would just ignore the signs.
Were
or
you
ignore
asking for signs? Were you asking
when I ask, when what I have learned about myself is when I ask for a sign, I'm like, can you be a little signier than that?
God,
I
need
a bigger
it
signer. It just, you know, more signier than that sign.
Like God's like, I'm going to take your house.
That's what happens to me. Well, I'm not anymore because now I'm like, aware.
That's what used to happen to
yes,
me.
Yes, that's what used
when
to
when I lacked happen awareness in yes these ways, right?
And when I needed a signier sign, yeah, you know, so. And I, but the other thing is, like, I've learned to trust what's happening. Mm-hmm. So that, going through what I've gone through, I've just learned to trust it. I'm not saying I'm good with my uncomfortable feelings, my physical sensations yet, but I'm learning to trust that on the other side of that is the breakthrough. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that is the change that I'm looking for. And when you go back and you look at your life, had that not happened, had this not happened, had that not happened, like when you follow that string, it's like, how can you not trust?
Yeah. And that all of these situations are for
yes
us.
Always.
Even when they feel like poo and they smell like poo, they're still for us, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So So life does its thing. And when we're hydrated,
we can handle it better, yeah, for sure.
Right? We can hear better. We can feel better. We can intuit. We can discern. Because again, all of that soul stuff is electricity. It's electromagnetic current and energy. And right, always comes back to the same super simple conversation. It's like, what is going to be a better conductor of electricity? Something that is moist and water-filled, or something that is dead and inert, right? And dry stuff like rubber or like a tree stump or a fallen tree or something. It's like that stuff doesn't conduct energy good, electricity well, because there's no water in it. Water and like metals, those are conduits.
So an analogy that just came to my head, and yes, I don't know if it's going to come out the way I'm seeing
it. I hope it's so bad, and I'm not going to edit it out.
Just so I'm thinking, you just said like a tree or rubber. Yeah. So when electricity hits that tree or rubber or whatever's dried up, it catches fire and it just gets burned.
Yeah.
But when it hits the water, it gets electrified and it moves.
Yes.
That was my analogy.
Yeah, guys. So think of that with our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. So now bring that analogy into the body. I want to hear it.
So then you move through it rather than getting burned up and shriveling up and disappearing. So you can, your ability to move with the electricity or the physical sensation or the chemicals that are rushing through your body is completely changed,
yeah,
by being hydrated. Did, yeah, that make sense?
To me, it did.
Okay.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right, yeah. So we really, and even like the downloads that come. Everybody listening, we all know what downloads are now, right? It's like where the ahas come in through your noggin and into your mind and your heart. That's how I would explain downloads,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like they really, to me, they amplify with being really hydrated.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yes. My goodness. And especially like when we first take water out of the machine, like when we first pour it out, or like, you know what I mean? It's like the water comes out foggy looking, you know, mm-hmm, it looks like not murky. It looks, what would you call it?
Cloudy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And really it's like, that's like the magic of the water right there. Mm-hmm. That's all the hydrogen. That's all the stuff.
That we're Hydroxyl ions.
We're still learning science, but
I actually have that page marked in this book.
Okay. Well, take a second and edumacate us.
I need my glasses.
Do you want me to read it?
There it is. Hydroxyl ions.
Yes. Which is ionized water's antioxidant components. Mm-hmm. And so they are clouds of tiny bubbles in the water, almost looking like carbonated water.
Almost.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Because they, yeah, go blip, blip, blip. So the fresher the water is out of your machine,
yes,
the more hydroxyl ions are in it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys. One day we should just.
I know. This
pull
book.
Pull tidbits out of the books, okay?
I know.
So get this. So, right, the water that we're drinking is super, super antioxidants because of the hydroxyl ions. And when we're drinking this, it retards and reverses the aging process, the chemical aging process in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So like drink this water to not get wrinkles, to not have your hair turn white and gray. Drink this to not have organs that are degrading, tissue cells and organs that are degrading due to inflammation and free radicals and oxidation, because we're living stressful lives, because we have stressful thoughts, because we live in chemical and electromagnetic pollution, because of all of the things that we talk about in, mm-hmm, all of our episodes. Guys, literally, the water that's going to help you remember who you are, that at the same time is going to help us heal the entire planet, heal our waters in our bodies and in each other and in our homes and everything. It's like at the same time, it's going to reverse our aging. And we all know that we're concerned about the wrinkles. All know that we're concerned about our weight. We all know that we're all concerned about aging gracefully, all of us, you know, 60, 70s, and 80 babies. Like, we're all concerned about all the things.
Right.
So, like, here's your solution, and you never have to go buy bottled water again or cleaners again,
right,
or name the billion other things.
Toners, whatever,
yeah,
bleach. You know, as a society, we see aging and we just have bought into the what is the word I want to look at? How we degrade as humans as we get older. Really, that's a dehydration process. That is us. We're born out of water. Then we slowly dehydrate because of all the things you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then we become brittle in our bodies.
And dry.
And that's the aging process that we can slow down with ionized water.
And hang on, staying where you're going on that timeline, stay with me, of we're hydrated at birth. We're born from the waters, right? And we're this plump little liquidy baby, like this plump little chubby thing that's full of living water, right? And then as we
it's been breathing water even.
What? Right? And then as we go on, we become drier and more brittle. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with that? Oh, thinking of then of the electricity, what were we talking about? Lightning. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what is able to carry that electrical current? So then as we're getting older and we're becoming more dehydrated, because you ask most people in their 50s, let alone 60s, let alone 70s, let alone 80s, you know, like most elderly people do not actually drink water, maybe like a cup of water a day, but they generally will drink their teas, their coffees, their diet sodas that are filled with artificial ingredients, as well as sweeteners that will eat away their brain tissue. You know, it's like as we grow older and older, it's like the body, because we're in such a dehydrated state, is going to be greater inflammation, greater cellular and tissue and organ degradation, but also the lack of water in us, the lack of real living water. There's no more living water in us, so we're dying.
Right.
There's no more living water in us, so the electricity of soul cannot be cycled through the body properly, right?
Yeah.
So like no wonder we just fade away, shrivel up, dry up, and die.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, tell me how it's supposed to be.
It doesn't have to be that way. We are meant to live vitally, and our bodies know what to do to heal themselves.
If we're just
given it the right stuff.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, you know, let's do our celery juices. Let's fast sometimes. Let's do all of the other great things. But right, what is the foundation? What is the foundation of the body? You know, and again, like even water is actually what structures and has the ability to protect our DNA. Mm. And Essentia isn't going to do that. Mm-mm. Dasani ain't going to do that. Mm-mm. All the other ones ain't going to do that, right? We fall for marketing again and again and again. And when y'all understand, because I know y'all understand now what this world has really been about, what this matrix has really been about, what their goals are really about, we understand that they poison us from all angles, every single angle possible. If you open your eyes, you see they're poisoning us. And so with our water quality, absolutely. Like I've been pissed off for years. Sorry, I'm feeling fiery today with the water.
I hear. No, it's good. Oh, it's okay.
That like it always bothered me that I have to go to Walmart of all places and pay for the best type of water I can get, and it's not even good.
Right.
You know, and to recognize now that although it was reverse osmosis water, it was structured bigly. What's the better word?
It's large water, fat water. That's
actually like what we call it because of the molecule size and the way that they're structured and gathered, right? So like although it was pure water I was drinking, it was dead acidic water that was tremendously oxidating to my body. So me drinking that water, as much as I'm becoming hydrated, it's also increasing inflammation.
Right. And you're only actually getting about 15% of the hydration because of the size of the molecules. That's whereas crazy. With our machines, we're getting like 80 to 85%.
Amazing. Because also like when I would chug like a liter of a time of just reverse osmosis water, it's like, it all just kind of feels like, it's sitting in my belly. And you know, people are like, and people always are like, well, I just can't drink a bunch of water at once. Mm-hmm. It's because of the water. It's not because of you. It's not because of your body. It's because like that water is just going to like sit in your tummy until it can pass through your intestines and you can slowly absorb a bit of it through the digestive tract. Whereas when you chug this water, it's suddenly like you chug it down and then it's like, this water becomes me. Like this water just becomes me. It fills me everywhere. Like it feels like it's just going everywhere.
Yeah.
There's none of that heaviness, none of that sloshiness. Mm-mm. No, such a different experience.
Yep.
Yeah. So Yeah, it's been a beautiful experience. Let's quickly talk about what are all the different ways that we use it. Because this is most of what we wanted to talk about today was just to share with you guys like the impact that all of this has had on our lives in ways that we didn't expect. Like why we actually bought these machines, what we expected to get from it, what we were doing before. But now it's like, holy moly, there's so many amazing applications. And
we're not even going to list them all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're not even going to list them all. No. We're going to give you some.
Some. So should we start this? You talk about yours and I'll talk about mine? Or do we want to go by like rooms in our house and our bodies?
If you talk about yours, then I'll interject what I do with mine.
Okay.
Because I don't do all the same things that you do.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Okay. Well, I'm going to start in my kitchen.
Okay.
Okay. In my kitchen, we cook stuff that creates some grease. We've got a black stove top, flat top. So it's like, it's, you know, it always has that greasy look. I mean, not always, but you know, I was buying degreaser. And so now I just clean it with water and just like that, same. Just spray it on. So completely degreases everything. Even I spilled some like really fatty chicken broth inside my oven the other day. So it was all like pooled at the bottom and you know, it kind of solidifies and stuff. I cleaned all of that up so easy. I just like sprayed the 11, like the degreasing water, just water in there. And so much more just wiped right up than it should have. Like I used to clean houses and cleaning ovens is terrible.
Yeah.
Like you have to use such heavy duty things. And it's like, this just did it. I use the 2.5, the acidic water to sterilize everything in my kitchen. You know,
same
with you too. Okay. And so, and I'm using the waters to do all of my cooking, my boiling.
Yep.
Yeah. I use the water. When we use the degreaser water, we clean our produce with that.
Yeah.
And our organic produce and let us like really be like, this is a huge thing. And we've got demos coming out this next week. So you're going to see like our TikTok, Instagram reel demos on how we do this because
I actually have one with me and Liam doing tomatoes.
Oh, you already have the tomatoes up? Because I'm doing tomatoes next week.
I have two on tomatoes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Does it show exactly what we want to show? Okay, so you guys want to check that out. But when like most of the pesticides are actually oil-based.
Right.
Because you think they're going to spend money on pesticides because they want to keep the food, however, right?
Right.
However, you got to make sure that those pesticides don't wash off of the produce when it's either being watered or rained, right? Mm-hmm. So they use oil-based. And guys, when you're just like rinsing your produce in your kitchen sink, like unless you are scrubbing your produce with like hot water and soap, it's nothing's going to emulsify that oil. So all that we simply do is like I fill up a bowl of the 11 water and the degreasing water and I just soak the produce in it and I don't have to scrub it or anything. Like I leave it in there 5-10 minutes and like all of the junk that I was not able to like scrub off or just rinse off, it just like comes off.
It's gross.
Yeah. You too?
Yep. It's gross.
Yeah. So like to me, that's a huge thing where I really feel like it's cleaning up my life.
That's probably one of my most favorite things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is seeing what it does with my produce.
Oh, amazing. And so, okay, anything else in the kitchen that we use it for?
I use it to clean my refrigerator. I use 6.0 to clean my refrigerator.
Really?
Like my stainless steel and then my windows too. So I have two big old dogs. You have two big old dogs too. Dogs like to put their nose on glass.
Yeah.
So I use that to clean my glass. I use it to clean the glass in my bathrooms as well.
That's awesome.
Mirrors. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you're sanitizing stuff in your kitchen also, right?
Right, like with surfaces. The 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm using it on, you know, the cutting boards when we're, you know, if you do use any meat or anything.
Right.
But that's been really handy.
6.0 also to clean and mop my floor in the kitchen.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Nice. I've been using the 11.0, like the degreasing, also for washing walls and stuff because it's really good at getting off, like, you know, oily fingerprints and things like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and even floor. That. Like for me with dark hardwood floors, I like the 11 because, you know, even sometimes like footprints, especially if you moisturize and stuff, sometimes leave like oily things, you know? So that's been really handy. Anything else in the kitchen? I mean, just like it's changed it now. Like I do use dish soap, but other than that, I have no chemical, no product in my kitchen other than my dish soap and water.
Right.
And that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really nice that I've been able to like get rid of all of these other spray bottles. And although I was buying like natural things, it's like that stuff is still stuff that irritates my body and my skin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk. How about animals? So for me, I have my animals drinking the 8.5. Mm-hmm. What do yours drink?
Between, they drink all the range of the pHs. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So 8.5 to 9.5. Perfect. And they're fine with it.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to start conditioning my dog's skin because they get like a little bit itchy. And my big old dog, he gets like all these blackheads on his belly. So like, I want to start actually conditioning their coats mm-hmm. and their skin. And mm-hmm. I'm going to start that practice today. For my one cat, he keeps getting like really goopy eyes and I'm starting to spray the 2.5. So what will sanitize into his eyes and like my dog has some growths on him and it has had some like boo-boos and cuts. And I used to clean it out with like rubbing alcohol or like saline. And it's like, that is not comfortable for an animal. But as the owner, you got to do what you got to do to take care of your animal right. and when boo-boos happen. And so now I just take my 2.5 spray bottle, like it's just a spray bottle of sanitizing water. And I can just spray so much and like fully clean things out. And for him, on his end, he just feels like it's water.
Yeah. But it's, and he can lick it and it not be toxic.
And when we say that it's like, it will sanitize things, Chris told us that it was 80 times stronger than bleach. Wow. Like that it will like literally clean everything. Like it is hospital grade sanitization.
It kills all the things.
Yes. Do you use it for anything else with your pets?
No, not yet.
No?
I'm going to do the 6.0 on my pets, but because I've had that nerve issue, I have not been able to bathe my dogs in weeks.
Well, fair enough. Well, tell us... tell us about your carpets because I am so excited to try that.
So, oh, yeah. So I use 11.5 on my carpets.
Like you put it into the carpet shampooer. Machine.
Mm-hmm.
The carpet machine.
The carpet machine. And I add like 3 drops of Thieves essential oil to that. And it smells amazing.
Do you heat up the 11
yes.
first? Okay. Yeah. Like you get it good and hot?
Yep.
Like in a...
I boil it in my kettle.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And it cleans really, really, really well. Wow. And I have big dogs, again, big footprints, big. And we live in Tennessee, so we have red clay as our dirt, and that is hard to get off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the 11.0, it'll just, like, emulsify any of the oils and dirts and everything from the carpet, right?
Yeah, it makes me happy. I like doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for me, for my own self-care, it has been amazing. Like, for my body, like... You guys know I'm getting tired of talking about how I've been through topical steroid withdrawal. But, you know, one part of it is that you get all of these, I don't know why I can't remember what it's called, but you get all of these tiny little bumps on your skin, but they're like tiny little pustules. You know, they're like pussy little bumps that, and it feels like it's like stuff removing itself from your skin. But, and also being so rashy, having so much broken skin. You know, every time I get out of the shower, it's like there's broken skin, there's open skin on me. And your skin is like your first layer of your immune system. It is your body's first line of protection. And so every time that I'm done bathing, when I get out of the shower, the first thing that I do is I cover myself in the 2.5 acidic water. So it is so helpful for rashes. And although like my topical steroid withdrawal, it isn't going away because clearly like this is something that deeply needs to heal. However, all of those pussy bumps have mostly completely stopped because I'm sanitizing myself with the safest form of water all the time. And like, so I know that if I'm not having those pussy little bumps that are creating infection, I know that by me putting this on my skin, the way that it's changed blackheads, acne, like I've never had skin that's so like acne clear in my life. And I know like that is what shifted when I started putting the 2.5 on my skin. And so from being just through that, like I know how much easier it is on my immune system because my skin isn't like letting in bacteria and stuff like it would have been before. And so I would want to say that for anybody that has any type of skin issues, and especially like if you've got acne or dermatitis or like especially like acne, boils, zits, cysts, any of that, you want to have this. Like if your skin is a sore point for you, you should get this simply just for that. For me, it's been worth it just for that.
Yeah.
I had a sty in my eye and I sprayed the 2.5 in my eye and it like went away.
Yep. I've heard of other people doing that too.
Oh yeah. I've had some dental problems. I had to get a crown, which means you have a temporary crown for a bit. And like I've been gargling and using the 2.5 as a mouthwash. And like my dentist was even like, what have you done? Mm-hmm. I've never removed a temporary crown and it been this healthy. It's like perfect underneath.
It's an antiseptic.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. So like even what it's doing for me with my dental health is huge. Mm-hmm. So those are the main things that I'm a whole like, oh my God, this is rocking my world. Mm-hmm. And I could not go without this now. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to not have it because of my physical self-care. But what about for you?
All the things.
You're using beauty water on your skin.
I use beauty water on my skin. I use beauty water on my hair. Uh-huh. I use beauty water to take the wrinkles out of my shirt.
Yes, you do. You taught me that.
I don't know. I just do. And it's so I used to use that Downy fabric wrinkle releaser stuff.
Ew.
So highly chemical. And I love the smell of laundry. Like, I love the smell of laundry. So when
healthy
I
laundry doesn't have a smell, right?
No, I use some natural stuff, but mm-hmm. and it smells like wood, but or like I just made a fire somewhere. But you can just take some oil that you like.
Like essential oil?
Mm-hmm, essential mm-hmm. oil that you like, add a couple drops in there and spray your clothes with it, and then they smell amazing, and then the wrinkles come out.
I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's something specifically about beauty water. I sprayed 11 on this today because that's all that I could find, but it took the wrinkles out.
Yeah. I mean, it's water. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to take a lot of the wrinkles out anyway, mm-hmm. but it's healthy water, and so I'm not spraying chemicals on my clothes. So I can just go instead of spraying this highly toxic fabric softener that I do love the smell of.
Fair enough.
I love laundry
smell. Some stuff still gets me too. Where I'm like, I know this isn't real, but it's memories.
Yeah. And then I know that the 2.5 is supposed to help tone your skin. Mm-hmm. I'm not super regular about using it. When I assist in yoga, though, mm-hmm. I have my 2.5 with some thieves in it, and I spray my towel down, and I wipe my hands on the towel between people if I touch their skin. And then I also like put some oils on my hand, but then I have another spray bottle that I have the oil and I just clean the air with it.
Oh, amazing.
You know, amazing. So it's not going to hurt anybody. It's beauty water with whatever oil I feel like using.
That's amazing.
And then the 2.5 with the thieves so that whenever I touch people, I'm cleaning my hands in between.
Totally. Well, and that being said, like, you know, we're in silly times where people douse themselves with hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Which that stuff, guys, like you are harming yourself in the long run, like hugely harming yourself because your skin's going to absorb all of that stuff, and that stuff is deadly, basically, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, doing things like that is how we commit slow suicides mm-hmm. and create our own diseases. Mm-hmm. But like having a little spray bottle of this in your car with you, in your purse with you, whatever, you know, sanitize your doorknobs at home. I use it to sanitize, like, you know, the toilet seat and everything. Mm-hmm. I use it to completely clean my bathroom mm-hmm. because it's like, it doesn't just sanitize it, but it also, like, whatever dirt or whatever is wherever, it lifts it so quick. Like, it's like you spray either the 2.5 or the 11 on things is what I'm finding to clean things.
Yeah.
And just, and it's because of the structural size of the water, right? It's like whatever you're trying to clean, you just spray and then it's like, poof, it's gone. You just wipe it and it's gone.
You know, when you get when you get toothpaste on something and it's like such a pain in the butt to
get
the
toothpaste. I don't get toothpaste on things. Oh, I'm so careful with my toothpaste. I can't stand that.
So when toothpaste gets on like the side of the sink or something, you know, there's a 5-year-old that's at my house.
Yes.
So, you know, I use a 2.5 to get that off too and just sort of disintegrate it a little bit more.
That's so cool.
It makes it basically peel off.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So really, like, having these, it just makes our lives easier. And you just made me think, I have a humidifier beside my bed because, like, it helps my skin. So I've been putting, like, the 9.5 in the humidifier. And I've done 6.0 before. But it's, like, the 9.5, like, feels good because then all night it's right beside my bed. Mm-hmm. It's, like, then I'm breathing in hydrated alkaline waters into my lungs, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like I'm rehydrating my lungs by having that air going into mm-hmm. me. And sometimes I'll put my face like right up to the humidifier and just like mm-hmm. inhale it. Cause like, how is that not therapeutic?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I use neutral water in my diffusers.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. 7. I also have the Anespa. So I have,
I'm super jelly.
Yeah. My shower and bath is also ionized and mineralized through this machine.
The Anespa is basically a more simplistic Kangen mm-hmm. machine.
It's a shower
for your
unit.
Shower, mm-hmm. right? So is it giving you, like, what pH does it do? Or
I haven't tested the pH, okay, honestly. It's just a mineralized, ionized, like Japanese spa bath.
Wow.
And when Liam's in it, he does om. He's like, this water is so calming. Om. So, you know, it takes all the fluoride, the chlorine, and all the pollutants out of the water so that I'm having a really clean bath.
That's amazing.
Or shower.
That's amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, great for your pets too, but like I said, I haven't been able to give my pets a shower yet.
Yeah, well, and I was just hearing again today that when you're in the shower, I don't even like this, you absorb a liter and a half of water through your skin.
Well, you're,
I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How?
You know.
How? I don't want
the
that.
Same way, I guess, that you release a liter of water just existing. So you lose a liter of water.
Just through your mouth vapors.
And then, right, another half a liter through talking. And if you're a super talker, you're losing a liter of water just through, yeah, talking. So, oh, there's 2 liters. I put up the 3, but there's 2 liters that you're losing just existing and talking.
Wow. And let alone if you're a mouth breather and a mouth breather at night, right? All of that will affect it. But yeah, so what else do we do? So you've got your Anespa, which is amazing. I cannot wait to have an Anespa because I want to find out how does the Anespa also affect somebody like myself with my,
right,
skin issues, right?
Right,
because,
right,
me, you know, bathing in just that water can't be good. No, it can only be bad, right?
Technically, yeah, if we want to get real about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like we're drinking this amazing water, but then we're bathing in poison.
Yeah.
Bad poison. Water.
Oh, exactly. Well, 2 other things that we both do is when we run our bath, well, now you have the Anespa, but you only just hooked up your Anespa like weeks ago.
I had it for months. I was so
you
scared.
You had it for like a year?
Almost. I had it for so long. Yeah, I was like, this is going to be hard. This is what my mind does sometimes.
Well, maybe we can just add a reminder for people in here right now. It's like, whatever the thing is that you have at home or bought at home that you were going to use to work on your health, like if you bought special supplements or an enema kit or something, it's like, finally do the thing, okay? If you just have something that's really good for you sitting around, like right now I'm thinking of like the cleansing herbs and stuff that I've bought. It's like, Ivy, your life would be different if you just took those.
Yeah.
Your life would be different if you just hooked up your Anespa. Yeah.
And so it was like, so easy.
Listener friend, whatever the thing is that your life would be better if you just did the thing that you already purchased to do to make your life better, just, hey, we love you. Do the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when we run our bath, like we put a good, what, gallon of the 11.0 mm-hmm. in it? Because when that water enters other waters, that water helps to restructure that other water, mm-hmm. right? But that gets into the magic computer that water is.
And also it acts like it has the same properties as adding Epsom salts. So it's, yes, like doing the same thing.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you add it right at the end.
Mm-hmm. 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 And we do Kong enemas.
Yeah, Kong enemas.
So right when we're putting water up our butt, we always tell you guys to go get good quality water, right? Never tap water, never water from your Brita. Ideally, not even water from your fridge filter because, again, your fridge filter is a simple carbon filter. So it's just removing the taste and smell of chlorine and very little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing enemas now, remembering that our colon is most of our immune system, our colon absorbs things straight into our blood supply, and then our blood then goes and takes whatever's in our colon to the rest of our body and feeds our cells, tissues, and organs and our DNA because of whatever's happening in our colon. So when we put in questionable water, that questionable water is becoming part of us and going into our blood. Yep. When we put in Kangen water, it is just another way to like really to
hydrating both ends.
Yes, and yep, to like really feel the effects of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Kangen enema, it feels completely mm-hmm. different than having different types of water in you. Yeah. What else?
I think that's it. And, yeah, you know, there's all this information is readily available,
mm-hmm.
like books, there's webinars, there's movies, there's all these, or documentaries rather, there's all these amazing resources that you can plug into to learn mm-hmm. more about water.
And on our water page on our website, we've got a whole bunch of the documentaries mm-hmm. Linked that you can watch for free. And we'll put in some of the books into the show notes also. Like, what do you have there? You have the miraculous properties of ionized water. And we have the hidden messages in water, which is the Dr. Emoto ones. There's also, what is the one? You're not something, you're just thirsty. What's that?
You're not sick, you're just thirsty.
Yes.
By Dr. Batman.
Really, Dr. Batman?
Well, no, but that's what everybody says his name is because his name is like really long.
Cool.
So they call him Dr. Batman.
But yeah. And even a reminder for people that often, if you're having any trouble sleeping, first cause of that is typically dehydration, right? Most, and remembering that most all of our health problems, first and foremost, is because like we just don't know how to hydrate ourselves because this world never taught us intentionally, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Stress.
Yes.
Yep.
So we hope that there was insightful things in this conversation for you, but also, you know, hearing all of the ways that this water is changing our world, changing our households, changing how we operate in the kitchen, in the bathroom, with our pets, with literally like taking care of our homes in their structureness and in the 3D-ness, that this water is really affecting everything. And like, we haven't even talked about like the soulful wisdom. We haven't even talked about the community. We haven't even talked about what hydrated entrepreneurship is. Like, you know, we just wanted to share like, holy crap, these are all of the crazy things that we did not expect to happen in our world and in our households.
Yeah. Yeah. And tune in for more because we're going to be sharing the rest of it.
Oh, exactly. Too. Yeah. So we've got a couple more water episodes coming for sure, but we just wanted to first and foremost start this off because like, if we can share with you, these are all the things that are changing in our world. Can you imagine all these things that we talked about, all of the cleaning supplies that you don't have to buy, all of like the new ways that you can holistically care for yourself with your holistic water machine or your holistic medical device. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Boom. Everything changes.
Boom.
Ooh, I have something exciting. It's what you have that's exciting. Next Thursday.
Oh.
Okay, because today's Monday that you guys are hopefully listening. And so in 3 days from now on Thursday, we have a special webinar during lunchtime to that we really, really want to share with you. And we would like, we're going to end up using this as a resource, but we would really love to have you live with us participating. Kimberly, take it away, girl.
Pop in. Yeah. Pop in. We're going to be talking about, it's going to be more of a condensed version. So we're going to go into water, of course.
What's it called?
It's called Becoming Boss.
Becoming Boss, guys.
Becoming Boss. So bossing up your life. So becoming a being of sacred service, becoming the boss of yourself.
Yes.
Becoming the boss of your health. Yeah. And it's like when you change one thing, you can change everything. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go into water. We're going to go into how you can create an income for yourself. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing, like, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then into what we offer as a community and what the larger community that surrounds us offers too.
Yeah.
That we plug into.
Oh, for sure. Because this is already like the community that we're in. They're doing some of the top work in the entire world.
Yes.
With this.
Yes.
You know, and these are people that are seeing it from a soulful place. Like, yes. Literally through us in community, hydrating ourselves, hydrating our worlds, hydrating our lives and our families like this. Like, this is literally grid work in the 3D.
Yep.
You know, because it's like when we change the structure of our waters, we change the structure of all the waters around us. And that sounds woo-woo, but it's like that's literally the miraculous, magical powers of water that science proves, which, so we understand if it sounds kind of out there, but like when you actually start learning about the science of it, you'll be like, holy crap, that's actually true. And when we start learning this, it's like, it truly is grid work. And so we're calling in more grid workers who desire to really hydrate themselves in their lives. And yeah, really take, this is also about us taking leadership over our lives.
Right, right.
Would you want to expand on that?
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying, like becoming boss of your life, like really owning your health, your wealth, and tapping into a conscious community that is creating something completely different. Like we're all headed toward this new conscious, well, we're all, but so many of us are headed to this new conscious way of doing life. And this is, it's already happening. So all people need to do is really just plug into it because it's happening, you know, self-responsibility.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. We love talking about self-responsibility,
integrity, like,
integrity,
innocence and playfulness.
yes. Mm-hmm. And just deprogramming.
Yeah.
Deprogramming what's already been there and seeing things in a completely different way and really owning your life mm-hmm. that you came here to live and getting on purpose with why you're here.
Yes. And really, yeah, like you said, really taking responsibility for that in all ways.
In all ways.
Yeah. So if you are feeling the call to like upgrade your life, to hydrate your life. And when we're chronically dehydrated, I think it's hard to even be like, what do you mean hydrate my life?
Right, right, right.
Like you're gonna splash some water on my life, but it's like, no, it's like yeah,
it didn't make sense to me no, until neither. I did it.
Oh, exactly. And we're doing it. But it's just, how would you even say hydrating your life is? It's like it's a multidimensional overhaul.
That's good.
Upgrade. Upgrade isn't even the word, because it's a complete evolution of different areas of life and it all affects all. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's really special. But if you're feeling the call, like if you're curious about water, or if you feel like, oh, am I one of those people that is like, I have to deepen my relationship with water? This is weird. I didn't think that deepening my relationship with water would be a thing in my life. I didn't know that that was a thing to do.
Well, once you do it, then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense now.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are here to educate. We are here to share experiences. If you would like to try this water, let us find somebody near you mm-hmm. that would like to share it. Because like we do a global water share mm-hmm. where like, you know, we're on a map. And if people around us want to try the water, mm-hmm. we go and bring them some amazing mm-hmm. free water mm-hmm. for them to fully experience.
Right.
You know, so that you can feel like, what would this do in my body? So however we can support you guys, because if you're listening to this, it's like it's your soul's going to want you to become fully hydrated.
Right.
Yeah. So like you can opt out of this, but you don't actually want to.
Right? Like, let us tell you, you do not want to.
Yes. Let us tell you.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but you're sovereign. So you make your choices, but we're here for you guys. So please come and hang out with us on Thursday. It is going to be a Zoom group call mm-hmm. and we're so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. This mm-hmm. is really important. Yeah. So anything else that we want to cover today? We covered a lot of good stuff.
No. Okay. I feel complete.
Good. Well, we love you guys hugely. We've got more water episodes coming up. We're going to have some more bonus content from our lives going forward. I'm going to be doing a live for sure on Mondays. Kimberly and I are doing lives for sure on Wednesdays. We're going to call them Water Wednesdays, and they're going to be water related. My Monday ones are going to be, I don't know what they're going to be. They're going to be classes on things, but not necessarily water. And then on Friday, Kimberly is going live also to share your Friday drops.
My Friday drops. I'm going through a lot of learning right now and taking so much in, and it's how I convert that.
Yeah.
It's really what I'm getting. And then when I share what I'm getting, then it gets bigger for me.
Yeah. Yes.
So I just, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. This girl, she's in a business accelerator program of millionaires.
Oh my gosh.
So, mm-hmm. We're being pulled forward hard and fast, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we love you guys all, and drink your water, even if it's not structured water. Drink your water. You can always buy hydrogen tablets for your water and put those in, but that, from what we looked into, that gets expensive really quick.
Yeah.
But drink your water.
Yep.
And we will see you guys all in the next episode.